Ay, 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 Chevro, it's a schuss to be together, to learn together, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, as we enter into this new month of Nisan. Amir Hashem, the new month of Nisan should bring us chachas into the world, as the world needs so badly, his chachas, Yeshuos, Refuos, Bez Hashem, Bekar of Mamish. And Bez Hashem is Baruch. This should be the final Zoom shiur. We should be Zoyecha to be together. By the time we get up to the 5-minute var tonight, we should be Zoyecha to be together. To be able to be together at Tan Shabbos Kodesh as we go on the wings of the eagles to Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh, Bekar of Mamish. You know, without Tefillah B'Tzibur, without Shul, and we're Bederech HaTeva, we're Nazoicha to Nisim, we're not going to have Kriyas HaTorah this week. I think even more so important that we go through the laning, we go through the parasha, and we're holding in the parasha. And we talk about the parasha and learn about Vayikra. You know, Vayikra is the Sefer of Karbanos. Sefer of Karbanos. I'm hoping and I'm davening that we're up to the Sefer of Karbanos now. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preparing us to be able, Bekar of Mamish, to be bringing Karbanos. That Amir Hashem, we're opening up this Sefer because we have to prepare to go into Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh, have Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Bekar of Biyameinu, Bez Hashem is Baruch. What's our Avodah? The Avodah is in the very first word. The Avodah of these days, the Avodah of our lives, is in the very, very first word. The first word of Vayikra, the word Vayikra, famously has a small aleph. Has an aleph ziri, a small aleph. Why is there a small aleph in that first word Vayikra? So there's a famous Baal HaTurim that I want to read to everybody. You should look, and you should look it up and read it inside. The very first Baal HaTurim in this week's parasha says as follows. Aleph de Vayikra Zeira. The Aleph of Vayikra is small. Shemosha lo rata lichtov ela vayikar. Because Moshe wanted that it should be written vayikar el Moshe. Not vayikra el Moshe that Hashem called to Moshe, but vayikar that he chanced upon Moshe. As if it wasn't a call out, it wasn't such a close relationship. Why? Because vayikar kiderech shenemar bebilam. Like it says by Bilam, Kilu lo nira lo Hashem, ela b'mikra, that Hashem only chanced upon Moshe, that Hashem b'chvoide v'atzmo, Hashem, the master of the world, that he should call Moshe. Moshe had such aniva, such humility. He wanted it should be written by Yikar, that he just chanced upon Moshe, similar to by Bilam, with tremendous anivas. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I want everyone to know how special our relationship is. I want everyone to know what I think about you. I want everyone to know how great you are, that I'm going to call you. However, with the respect to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kosma Katana, he wrote that Aleph small. In the first word of this week's parasha, in other words, we find the tremendous humility, the tremendous anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want people to think God is calling him. God just chanced upon him. We find that in the very first word of this week's parasha. But we have to understand, you know, why was this right here, right now? Moshe Rabbeinu already was introduced to us at the beginning of Sefer Shemos. Why now did the Torah feel a need and did Moshe want? Now we should bring about and talk about, or Hashem would bring out that now we should know about the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why now? Why at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra? So I want to suggest an idea based on a Torah from Rabbi Amiri, the Shvil Pinchas, Shlita. He says as follows. There's a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota is in Hey Amid Beis. And I'll read you the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Barei kame gedoilim nemuche haruach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come and see how great it is, how incredible it is to have humility in front of Hashem. What Hashem thinks of those who are humble. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, Adam makriv oila, schar oila biyado. A person brought a carbon oila, and he got the schar of an oila. Mincha, schar mincha biyado. He brought a carbon mincha, and he got the schar of a mincha. Avamisha daito shvala. Someone who has humility, somebody who's humble. Malalav akasiv kili hikriv kol hakarbanos kulam. The Gemara says, it's as if you've brought all the karbanos, if you have humility. Based on a pasuk, zivchei alakim ruach nishbara. And not only that, then it says, all your tefillos will be accepted. But the Gemara tells us here, black and white, that humility, to be a humble person, takes the place of all the karbanos. For opening up Sefer Vayikra, the Sefer of Karbanos, which is the greatest way to serve Hashem, which we're yearning for and davening for. You know what takes the place of that? Humility, anivus. If we could be humble, it's like we're bringing all the karbanos to Hashem. Bringing all the karbanos to Hashem with humility. It's not easy. Naturally, we all have a sense of gaiva, a sense of haughtiness. Naturally, we want other people to look up to us. We want people to think highly of us. It's keneged the Rabbeinu Shalom. If we could be humble individuals, we mamish don't even need karbanos. That's what the Gemara is telling us. And that's why this lesson is being found in the first word of Sefer of Karbanos. What does that mean exactly? On one hand, I think what it means is, if we actually had proper humility, we wouldn't need to bring karbanos, because we wouldn't need ever kaparo, we wouldn't need atonement. Through our humility, I would never do anything wrong. Humility means I realize I'm nothing in the eyes of this world. I realize my whole life is to do for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I would always do what's right. Always wanting to be more, always wanting to serve Hashem properly. There's no greater foundation. But I think it's saying something differently as well. I think it's not just saying that if we were humble, we wouldn't need karbanos. But the Gemara says it's as if we brought all the karbanos. What does that mean? So we have to understand what it is to bring karbanos. What is it to bring karbanos? All the mafarshim talk about this, what it is to bring karbanos. And I want to share with you something very, very special. The Sefer Orech L'Chaim. The Orech L'Chaim says, on the pasuk Adam ki yakriv mikem, says as follows: Hashem is not, when we bring a carbon, it's not about the carbon. It's that when we bring a carbon, we lower ourselves and we do vido and we confess, and I realize I've done wrong. I realize I'm nothing. Adam is gematria 45. Adam is gematria 45, which is gematria ma, v'nachnu ma. What are we? Ma is the word in the Torah that represents humility. Vanachnu ma, by Moshe Aaron says. Adam is gematria ma. Adam ki yakriv mikem, when you bring that carbon of ma, when you bring the carbon of humility to me, to humble yourself, that's what I want mikem from you. That is the carbon. The carbon is to be a humble person. That's why it is we bring a behema. You know, the Zohar says, on the pasuk Adam ubehema toshia Hashem, that this pasuk is a reference and a remes to korbanos. It's a Zohar and Parshat Tzav. Animals bring us to a state of humility, remind us of the humility we should have. All the svarim explain. People walk around with our head up high. How do animals walk around? Look at a goat, look at a cow. They walk around with their head looking down. The animal, in essence, has humility. We bring the carbon, an animal, to Hashem as a symbolism of humility, to remind us of who we should be. And that's our greatest korban. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Behema, haroisios, bo ma. Bo ma. In this is what? What is this? It's nothing. And we're nothing. What does it mean we're nothing? I want to explain to you what humility is. I want to explain to you what humility is, Chevra. Humility doesn't mean that I don't realize I have tremendous kochos, and that I'm very bright, and that I have incredible people skills, and that I could learn on a high level, and I could give shiurim on a high level. Humility means I understand that all of that, it's from Hashem. I understand that all of that is from Hashem. That everything I have in my life is from Hashem. That's what humility is. And humility means that I've been giving this as a gift to serve Hashem with it. Not that I think I'm better than anyone else because of any Torah that I know. Or because of anything that I accomplished. And that's the greatest karban. That's why karban is this behema. To remind me to have humility in my life. Chevra, if we're going through one thing in this world right now, if every single one of us is going through one thing, it's putting us back in place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not even letting anyone basically go outside anymore. Who are we? Who are we? What are we? We have to do introspection and be humbled by the world we live in. Be humbled by the Rabbeinu Shalom, who like that is mamish closing down the world. Why? None of us know. None of us understand why, but we know it's the Eibishter. That we know. We know it's the Eibishter, and we know that it's in our hands to change it. Because everything that happens in this world is because of Klal Yisrael. And we know that, and we believe that. So there's no question that I have to walk away from these days with a new sense of humility, a new sense of recognition of God in this world, a new sense of being willing to be mevatel myself to Hashem. Look, we're all mevatel ourselves. We're stuck in our homes. We can hardly do anything anymore. Baruch Hashem, beruchnias, we still have everything. We have our svarim, we have our siddurim. Okay, we can't go to shul, but we could daven. We could daven with tremendous kavana. I saw today from Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, beautiful idea. He said it, he was by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai yesterday. He went to do tikkunim for all of us. The crazy tikkunim, I don't know what he did, Rav Gamliel. He went with Dalad Minim, and he went around, the Hakafos, Dalad Minim, in the end of Adar, he's doing Dalad Minim. Mamish, where he got the Dalad Minim from, I have no idea. I mean, they were all dried out. I don't know what was going on. It's Rav Gamliel, it's not for us. And he was saying Tfilos and Hakafos. But he said this, he says right now, and you know, we all know Rav Gamliel, what he thinks of davening the minyan. We went, some of the chevra that I see over here, years ago, we went to Rav Gamliel, who was there, Ichamatl was with me, was on the Aaron David was there too. Aaron David, Ichamatl, Avram Aryeh was with us. Who else was with us? Was that it? That was it, just the four of us. And we went to Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, and he talked the whole time, everybody who asked him anything, the Kabbalis, he had to go down with the minyan. The whole time he's talking about down with the minyan. Davening with a minion. You know what he said today? I saw. He said it yesterday at Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He said, now, the avoid is daven b'yichidus. And the avoid is daven in solitude. He said, what's that called? Davening bidud. Bidud. Beis, yud, dalad, vav, dalad. He's davening in solitude. Bidud. He said, bidud is gematria havaya. Bidud is gematria yud ke vav ke. And you're with the excuse me. You're with the Rabbeinu Shalom in Bidud. It's Gematra Avaya when you're davening be Bidud. You're davening with Hashem. When you're learning in Bidud, you're learning with Hashem. But we have to have that sense of humility. That little aleph, first word of this week's parasha, to remind us of that. I want to read you from a great individual by the Umos HaOlam. A man by the name of Samuel Morse. Samuel Morse invented the Morse code, the telegraph. This famous inventor was once asked if he ever encountered situations where he didn't know what to do. Morris responded more than once. Whenever I could not see my way clearly, I knelt down and prayed to God for light and understanding. He understood all of his wisdom came from Hashem. Morris received many honors from his invention of the telegraph, the Morse code, but felt undeserving. I have made a valuable application of electricity, not because I was, listen to what he says, not because I was superior to other men, but solely because God, who meant it for man, God must reveal it to someone, and he was pleased to reveal it to me. Thus is Anivus. It's humility. Someone who changed the world with his invention. Realize it's all from Hashem. I was only the medium that Hashem brought into the world. So too each and every one of us. That's the Anivus we need, and the Anivus we need these days. The humility that we need these days. Let me share with you a story of Nosson Vachvogel Zatzal. The Mashkiach from Lakewood. Nosson Vachvogel. Tzadik Yisoid Olam. I shared this story once before. I don't remember if it was on a Thursday night or some other share. I heard this story from Rav Ephraim Waxman. He said, Rav Nosson Vachvogel learned in Kamenitz in Europe for many years. There was time he was coming to America. When he left Europe to come to America, he knew he'd need a smicha to show who he was if he wanted to get a job in America as a Rebbe, as a Rav, as something. He needed smicha. So he went to... He went to his Rebbe, Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber was known not to waste 1 second of his time, 1 second of his life. He went to Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber wrote Rav Nosson Vachvogel a 2 hour long smicha. 2 hours long, Rav Baruch Ber wrote a smicha to Rav Nosson Vachvogel. Can you imagine? 50 years later, someone once asked Rav Nosson Vachvogel, "No, so what did it say in the smicha? What did Rav Baruch Ber write?" Rav Nosson Vachvogel says, "I don't know." He says, "You don't know? Why don't you know? What do you mean you don't know?" "I never read it. I never read it." His Rebbe, 2 hours, wrote a smicha about him. He needed that smicha to get a job. He didn't need to hear praise about himself. He never read it. Imagine that nivus of Rav Nosson Vachvogel. Thus is humility. The humility of a Moshe Rabbeinu v'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam, his greatest attribute. This is the humility we need. And that's the humility we're reminded in all the karbanos. That's the humility of these animals that we're bringing. And that's the humility of bringing a karban. There's a tshuva in halacha. It's discussed. We don't really paskin this way. But the Darche Moshe brings down in Yoredeya from the Tashbats, from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. He's who wrote the Sefer Chassidim. Said, if you place your hands on an animal, on the head of an animal, and it lowers itself straight to the ground, you know it's a kosher animal. If you put your hands on the animal and it stays up strong, it's not a kosher animal. There's something treif inside. That's what it brings down. Incredible idea. Because an animal, if it's kosher, has to have humility and will lower itself to the ground because that's the essence of the carbon. That's what an animal is and that's what it reminds us. In fact, through this, the Sefer Kilas Yitzchak says an incredible idea in Parshas Vayishlach. Listen to this, Chavra. Incredible. In Parshas Vayishlach, we know that Yaakov Avinu is meeting up with Esav. He hasn't seen Esav in many, many, many years. And Esav wanted to kill him. So he sends Esav gifts. What's he send him? He sends him tons of animals. So the Kiyos Yitzchak says, how could he send him all these kosher animals? It's like a bizayon that these kosher animals should be eaten by this Russia. Why would he send him all these kosher animals? So he says something incredible. What's the Pasuk say? Perek Lamebeis Pasuk Yudalid. It says, Vayikach min haba biyado. He took that which was ripe, haba biyado, that came into his hand, min chal Esav. He says, the animals that stood straight and stayed in his hand, those were the ones he gave Esav. The ones that when he touched their head, they lowered to the ground, he didn't give Esav. Because the ones that stay straight up have gaiva. Those are treif, the tshuva says. Incredible, incredible limud. He only gave him the treif for animals. He didn't give him the kosher animals. And how he did this test? That's why, what do we do when we bring a karban? The pasuk says, the fourth pasuk in this week's parasha, v'samach yad, we do smicha, we put our hands on the head. To show we're above this animal, and the animal that's going to be a kosher karban, it's going to lower itself. To remind us that anivus that each and every one of us needs to have. And that anivus destroys our yetzahara. When we have the proper anivus, we won't give in to the yetzahara. When we have the proper humility, I can't, it's not about me anymore. When do we give in to yetzahara? When do I look at things I'm not supposed to be looking at? When do I not daven well? When do I not learn well? When do I speak lashon hara? When it's about me and I'm trying to make myself feel good? Because I'm a Baal Kaiva, it's all about me. But if I have proper humility, I don't give in to my Yetzara. I shecht my Yetzara. And if I shecht my Yetzara, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will shecht the Yetzara of the world and bring Gula, like the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Bezim and Aleph tells us will happen, Bias Mashiach. We need this sense of humility in our lives. Every one of us needs a sense of Anava. And then we'll defeat the Yetzara of our lives. And bring geula that's so deeply needed. Chevra, what are we doing? What are we doing? It's a churban, what are we doing? The world is upside down. Do you know how many people are so sick? Big people. Rabbi Ginsburg Shlita from our neighborhood is on a ventilator right now in critical condition. I have a very close family friend who's in the hospital in critical condition. I have a Talmidah, a girl student whose father's in critical condition. I have Talmidim whose grandfather's in critical condition. There's a woman from our shul who's in critical condition. These are all people on ventilators in critical condition. I have lists of names I'm davening for, of just people I know, not the big lists that I don't know who they are, which we're davening for as well. And what are we doing about it? We don't have our yeshivas. The chevra that's here in YU already closed down for the rest of the year. You don't have shir for the rest of the year. Now, of course, they're going to open up when they see that they were wrong and there's going to be geula much earlier. But they already canceled out for the rest of the year. No more. So Zoom shirim, shkoyach. No interaction, personal interaction with your abeim. We're again this Shabbos, we're not zoicha to nisim tomorrow, and hopefully we will be. We're again this Shabbos not going to have shul. Not going to have laning. This morning we davened hallel by ourselves. Baruch Hashem, I had my son Shmuel Yaakov, he's back. My Bechor, so we got to sing hallel together, it was beautiful. And I know they put out all these Zoom hallels. I'm not into that. If it does it for you, beautiful. But I don't know, there's different deus. I don't, personally, it doesn't do it for me. It's not MS, it's not real. I need authentic. I don't like anything that's not authentic. Whoever knows that about me. I can't do that. Okay, it's nice to, I went on afterwards and looked a little bit. Didn't do anything for me. It's not. There's so much going on. What are we doing? What are we changing? Where's our humility? Where's our anivus? Am I learning much more? Am I davening much more? Am I saying tilling much more? Am I realizing I have to do much more for the world, for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, for people? I need anivus and defeat, at least on a personal level. You know what I could do? I could change myself. Am I working on my yetzahara? And the way to do it is through anivus, through proper humility. Rav Chaim Vital, he brings down from the Arizal, anava is gematria 131. Anava, humility is 131. That's exactly the gematria for the name of the yetzahara, which is the Sam El. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, the Samel. The Samach Mem, right? The Samach Mem is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed is 131. If we have Anova, if we have humility, we could defeat the Samel. We could defeat our Yetzirah. Are we working on our humility? Are we working on thinking about ourselves and recognizing who I could be and who I should be? Defeat the Samel with Anova, with true humility. In fact, Rav Chaim Vital brings down from the Ma'aver Yabok, brings down an incredible idea as well. It's amazing. This week, the first time I saw two Torahs from the Ma'aver Yabok. The Ma'aver Yabok, he's the one who says that when you daven for a chayla, You don't daven. You don't have to put in that they're a Rav. You don't have to put in that they're a Kayin. Because there's no kavod in front of Hashem. You don't put those things in. So Reb Chaim Vital says from the very Avok as well, if 131 is Gematria Nava, to defeat the Samel, open up Tehillim 131 and let's see what it says. Let's see what Tehillim Kuf Lamed Aleph says. Incredible. You can't make this stuff up. You ready, Chevra? We should be dancing such incredible Torah right now. Anova is 131, defeat the Samel 131. So open up Tehillim. Tehillim 131. And what do you find? Shir Hamal David. Hashem lo gavali bi. I'm not going to raise up my heart in haughtiness. V'lo ramu einai. And I'm not going to lift up my eyes in haughtiness. V'lo elachti bigdolos v'miflos bimeni. And I'm not going to run after greatness and be a wonderment. David HaMelech talks about having shiflus, having anivus. Kepitza kuf lamin aleph. You can't make it up. Because that's gematria anava, which defeats the samel, which defeats the Yetzirah. And when we shecht the Yetzirah, we'll be zoichet to the days when we shecht the Yetzirah, like the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis. Why is anivus so important? Where do we see this as well? The Gemara in Soita, Daf Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara in Soita, Daf Heyam and Aleph, says as follows. Omer Rav Chisda, V'itema Marukva. Rav Chisda, and some say V'itema Marukva. Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gasas HaRuach. Any person that has haughtiness. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani V'Hu Yecholim L'Dar Bo'Olam. I and him can't be in the same world. Bo'Olam Shalom says, you have haughtiness, I'm not with him. I'm away. I'm gone. I'm leaving. So if you're a haughty person, you don't have Hashem by your side. How are we going to get through this mess without Hashem by our side? But it's more than that. Because what's the Gemara in Kedushin that Avlamet tell us? Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amid Bey says, Yitzro Shel Adam, the Yetzirah of every person, Misgaber Lov B'chol Yom, is strong over him every day. Umevakesh Hamiso, wants to kill you. Yetzirah every day is strong. And what does it say? Ve'il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ozro, that's helping you, Ein Yachalo, you wouldn't be able to. The only way we could defeat, listen to this, Chaver, watch this sushta. The only way we could defeat the Yetzirah, the Gemara in Kedushin says, if we have Hashem by our side. The Gemara in Sota says, that if I have Gaiva, Hashem's not with me. So you think I have a chance against the Yetzirah? The only way I could defeat the Yetzirah is by Hashem with me. The only way I could have Hashem with me is if I have humility. If I have anivus. If I'm a humble person, because if I'm not a humble person, Hashem's away, so the Yetzirah is going to get the best of me. If I have anivus, anavas, gematria, samel, I'll defeat the Yetzirah. And if I defeat the Yetzirah, I shech the Yetzirah. I bring Gula to the world, and I'm going to live up to who I'm supposed to be. It's that obvious. It's that simple. We have to work on our anivus. We have to work on our humility in front of every person. To have humility in front of our parents. To have humility in front of our siblings. To have humility in front of our friends. To realize I'm only here to serve others and to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's why we're here. That was the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's who Moshe was. That was his greatness. We've said it over so many times here. Why did we call Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe of all his names? He had 10 names. The Medrash said he had 10 names. Rav Chaim Shalevitz says this in this week's Parsha, so it's worth repeating. He had beautiful names. Yered, he brought down the Torah. Cheber, he attached us to Hashem. Our name is our essence. Of all the names, Hashem's going to call him Moshe. Moshe was the name Baya Bas Paro gave him. Moshe was the name when Baya pulled him in from the water. Min Amayim Mishisiu. Mishisiu Moshe, I drew him in. What's that tell us about his essence? What's that tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is that the name that Hashem's calling him by Yikra El Moshe, of all the names? Reb Chaim Shalevitz says so beautifully. We all know there was a gzeirah, there was a decree that every Jewish baby boy had to be killed. And here's the Egyptian princess going against that decree and saving a Jewish baby boy. She was Moser Nefesh. She sacrificed to save his life. And Reb Chaim Shlavitz brings psukim and to explain that when you act upon someone in a certain way, it becomes part of them. And this became part of Moshe. That Moshe became somebody that would sacrifice for others and care for others and put others above himself. As immediately he comes out of the palace, he goes and he saves the Jew and kills the Mitri, putting others above himself. And that was the greatest mark of his leadership and who he was. Because he put others above himself, and that's embodied in the name Moshe. Because that's what that act represented. That's why we call him Moshe. In other words, Moshe's greatness had nothing to do with his Torah that he learned, or that he brought us the Torah, or his relationship with Hashem. It was his anivus, it was humility. Because humility is what tells him, I'm going to put others above myself. I'm going to sacrifice for others above myself. And obviously sacrifice for Hashem. Look at the people in this world. Look at the doctors, and the nurses, and the Atzala members, who are sacrificing literally their lives to help other people. These days, where's our anivus? What are we sacrificing for others? Sacrificing for Hashem. We have to have this type of humility. We have to have this type of humility when we learn Torah, to realize there's so much more I need to learn, there's so much more I need to know. I know nothing. What do I know? What have we finished? Look behind me. Look how many svarim there are. There's so much more Torah to know. That's why famously, we know the Torah is compared to water. What's the Gemara in Tainus Dav Zayin say? Because just like water always trickles down and finds the lowest point, so do you need humility to connect the Torah. You need humility. You need to be a humble individual to be one with Torah. Because I realize I have to always know more. But really, what is learning Torah? It's getting close to Hashem. It's this humility will just will allow us to get close to Hashem. Because without that humility, Hashem doesn't want to be near us. And if Hashem is not near us, the Yetzer Hara gets the best of us, and we end up in the worst of places. Tzadikim, let's take note of what's going on. Let's use these days for chizik, for esoros. Let's develop a deep sense of anivus in our lives. And through that anivus, defeat the Yetzer Hara. Until the Ribbono Shel Olam himself will defeat the Yetzer Hara, and be mekayim that Gemara in Sukkah with the shechting of the Yetzer Hara, and bring us binyan beis hamikdash bekarav mamish. By this Shabbos, we should be together Yishalayim HaKodesh. We have to believe it's possible. We're lamala min atev. I don't know how many of you heard this shir from one night. I don't know what night. Sunday night, maybe Monday night. I don't know. I get mixed up all the days. One day is the same day these days. But we gave the shir for the meaningful minute that we're lamala min atev. That means we have to believe at any moment this could all change. We have to really believe that. But it's up to us to bring that change. It's up to us to change ourselves. And if we change ourselves in our avoda and our anivas, Hashem will change the situation. I'll have binyan beis hamikdash with the gula shleima, bimheir b'meinu, b'karav mamish.
Amen.